Let's say I buy a property that costs me $100,000. Over 10 years, inflation has increased by 30%. So now that property has just been pushed up by increasing costs of construction to $130,000. Okay. Due to paying down my mortgage from the rents that I've collected, I now owe $60,000 on that property. All right. Inflation has taken place 30% over that 10-year period. I put $20,000 into that property. If my investment had only grown at the rate of inflation, it would have taken me $26,000 to equal my original $20,000 investment. 30% of $20,000 is $26,000. However, how much money do I have? My property is now worth $130,000. I owe $60,000, so I have $50,000. So over that period of time, my initial $20,000 investment grew to $50,000. To stay even with inflation, it would have only needed to grow to $26,000.
So if I'm understanding you right, this is really an impact of leverage.
It is the impact of leverage, and it's so often ignored by the financial magazines who understand stocks and think of real estate as a stock, because it is not safe, it is not prudent to borrow money to buy stocks, but it's quite safe, quite prudent to intelligently borrow money to purchase real estate.
Why?
Because real estate lacks the volatility of stocks. If you plot a trend line of house prices from 1960 through 2007, you will have an almost continuous upward movement with a few little blips up and down. Now, if you pick several specific markets, Texas, Southern California, to name two examples, you've had some 3 to 4 to 5 year turndowns. In fact, in Texas, I sold a property in Texas in 1984 that was back on the market in 2001 at the same price I had paid for it. And this was a nice property too. But let me tell you something else. I sold in 1984 because the wonderful thing about real estate markets, if you know how to analyze a market, you can see when prices are about to fall. And I won't go into that now, but that's why I sold all my Texas properties by 1985. By the time the market started to collapse, I was out of Texas. And that did not occur because I have a PhD. It occurs by simply being a watcher of market indicators. So with the exception of some local markets, property prices tend to move up in a much more consistent fashion. But there's another very important issue. When you borrow money to buy property, and let's say you do get caught in one of those downdrafts, and this $100,000 property that you purchased with an $80,000 mortgage really gets hit by a severe downturn, and now it's worth $60,000. Well, your mortgage lender cannot come to you and say, "Mr. Investor, we notice that your property is now worth less than what you owe us. We want paid now." No, no, no. That's the wonderful thing. You get to wait. You get to hold on to that asset until the market recovers. Unless you're in a Colorado mining town that's just shut down for good, you know, your property market will recover. Back in my creaky hometown in Indiana, which has had no economic growth for 40 years, property prices are still, 7 times higher than they were in 1950. So those property prices will recover. But if you borrowed that money from a stock brokerage firm and the value of that portfolio fell to $60,000, that brokerage firm would say, pay up or you're sold out. You have no choice. The real rules in the stock market right now is 50%. So you could borrow 50% to buy that $100,000. But you must maintain a 50% position as to current market value. So if the market value falls then you need to pony up more money.
Because historically, there isn't that confidence that stocks are going to rise and rise on the same steady beat that the real estate market has shown. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And the evidence in 1966, the Dow Jones touched 1,000. In 1982, the Dow Jones was sitting below 800. So there we had an 18-year period of time where stocks not only did not increase, they did not increase with the rate of inflation when that was truly a raging period of inflation. The leading indice for stocks actually was lower in 1982 than its peak in 1966.
And that's a long period of time.
If you happen to have retired in 1966, counting on your portfolio to see you through, you were in trouble.
Let's return to real estate here.